Luke chapter 17. Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible that offenses won't come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would have been better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Be careful about yourselves. If your brother wrongs you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turns again to you and says, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this sycamore tree, 'Be plucked up, roots and all, and be planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say to him by and by when he has come from the field, 'Go and sit down to eat,' and won't rather say to him, 'Make ready so I can eat, and gird yourself and serve me until I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you'll eat and drink?' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that had been commanded him? Certainly not. So likewise you, when you've done all the things you've been commanded, say, 'We are not exceptional achievers. We have done what was our duty to do.'" And as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the middle of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, 10 men that were lepers met him, who stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that it was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, "Weren't there 10 healed? But where are the other 9? There are not found who return to give glory to God except this stranger." And he said to him, "Get up, go your way, your faith has made you well." And when the Pharisees demanded to know when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, "The kingdom of God doesn't come with observation. Neither shall they say, 'See here,' or 'See there,' for the kingdom of God is inside you." And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you'll desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you won't see it. And they shall say to you, 'See here,' or 'See there.' Don't go after them, nor follow them. For like the lightning that shines out of the one part under heaven, shines to the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things, and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also it was as it was in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. That's how it shall be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he that's on the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever shall try to save his life shall lose it. and whoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there'll be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said to him, Where, Lord? And he said to them, Wherever the body is, that's where the eagles will be gathered together.